Andrew Gillum reiterates call for impeachment after Mueller report. By Joshua Kaplan on April 19, 2019. Failed Democrat Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is reiterating his support for impeachment following the release of special counsel Robert Mueller's report on alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. In a terse tweet Friday morning, Gillum wrote, "Impeach it real Donald Trump. Defeat it real Donald Trump." The former Tallahassee mayor called for President Trump's removal from office in a July 2017 Facebook video released ahead of the president's visit to the Florida panhandle. "Donald Trump should be impeached now," Gillum declared in the video, accusing the president of obstruction of justice in relieving FBI Director James Comey of his duties amid the Bureau's counterintelligence probe into the Trump campaign. The president said he knew that his national security adviser lied to the FBI. So he ordered the FBI director to drop the investigation and then he fired him after he refused to do so. "This is an alarming and clear-cut case of obstruction of justice." Gillum is the latest progressive darling to break with establishment Democrats in calling for the president's removal from office, despite being cleared of criminal conspiracy with the Russian government. On Thursday, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, announced her support for fellow freshman Representative Rashida Tlaib's DME resolution demanding the House Judiciary Committee investigate whether President Trump committed impeachable offenses. "Mueller's report is clear in pointing to Congress' responsibility in investigating obstruction of justice by the president," tweeted Ocasio-Cortez. "It is our job as outlined in Article 1, Sec 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution," added the self-avowed Democratic socialist. "As such, I'll be signing onto it Rashida Tlaib's impeachment resolution." The New York Democrat continued, "While I understand the political reality of the Senate plus election considerations, upon reading this DOJ report, which explicitly names Congress in determining obstruction, I cannot see a reason for us to abdicate from our constitutionally mandated responsibility to investigate."